We need to cut our energy costs. And we're going to do this by investing in new sources of energy, new nuclear power, renewables and a shale gas revolution.
An indication by the Chancellor George Osborne in his budget statement of just how high the government's expectations are of Britain's shale gas reserves. But what is the Chancellor basing those expectations on? Well, he knows from a comprehensive study carried out by the British Geological Survey, there's an estimated 40 trillion cubic metres of gas under our feet. What's not so clear is how much of that gas is, to use the industry term, economically recoverable. So he's relying on estimates from geologists, oil companies, and the experience of other countries where shale gas has been successfully extracted, as in the United States. Alan Krupnik is director of the Washington-based Center for Energy Economics and Policy.
Shale gas is not the computer revolution or the internet revolution. It is a way of unlocking a previously expensive, hard-to-get resource to obtain natural gas. And basically, it's lowered the price of natural gas in this country significantly, maybe of anywhere from 25 to 50% what it might have otherwise been.
The economic case for fracking in America is certainly compelling.
We've got a couple of machines that are industrial sewing machines.
This is Paul Batista, who runs Sunnyside Supplies in Pennsylvania. His small but growing business provides support to the state's huge shale gas industry.
6 years ago, we were doing about $1 million a year in sales. Now we're topping 6 million. Employee-wise, we went from about 5 employees, including family members, and now we're up to 20 employees. If it's done safely and responsibly, the economic benefits are unbelievable. I don't see a problem with it. It's been good for us.
But can there be any comparison between the vast industrial extraction of shale gas taking place in the States with what's likely to happen here? Andrew Austin, chief executive of iGas Energy, which operates oil and gas licenses in Lincolnshire, says we don't need a vast number of wells.
The Institute of Directors put out a report which suggested that half of the UK's gas could come from 100 sites of shale gas across the entire country. If we're into a situation where there are 10, maybe 15 sites across Nottinghamshire and Lincolnshire, then those counties could be responsible for 5 to 10% of the UK's gas demand.
So a lot of ifs, but oil companies have their eyes on the prize. Last week saw a positive result for iGas Energy's exploration at Barton Moss near Manchester. Tomorrow, I'll take you onto that very rig to find out more about what could soon be heading your way.